News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Rob Center, our fabulous producer, and we launch into a new week of interviews. On the news line with us now, Phil Wagner, Mifflinburg area resident. He's been on the State Game Commission's advisory group. He's president of the Unified Sportsmen's Club of Pennsylvania. Good morning, sir. Thanks for checking in today.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you so much for all the information you're bringing us about the chronic wasting disease. How imminent is the threat in our particular area?
Well, as close as I know it is right now is Juniata County, and there are several new cases in Juniata County, which is just east or just west of 104, around the village of Oriental. Each day they're testing heads, the PGC and the veterinary hospital at the University of Pennsylvania, so at any time it could spread into Snyder County, in that it's within a half a mile. There's a proven case within a half a mile of Snyder County right now. And as I say, each day they're testing heads that hunters have deposited in these drop boxes. So it could come about that tomorrow they'll come out and say there's a case in Snyder County. I believe in the next few months it's very likely that it will be in Snyder County. Right now the CWD management area encompasses about half of Snyder County, north as far as Route 522. That just means that that's the area that they're primarily looking for it. They don't believe they'll find it north further than that, but it's possible. You know, they could actually find a case in Lycoming County tomorrow. But that's where the closest that it's been to us right now.
And we are talking about a disease that affects the deer, kills the deer, makes the meat unusable for individuals, and is perceived as a danger to humans if you eat an infected deer. The Game Commission's policy, I know they deploy snipers. I know they have a sort of a research policy underway. Explain what the Game Commission's doing briefly, and then we'll talk about all the other efforts that are underway.
Well, the Game Commission has had meetings trying to educate the people into what they're doing. Right now, they, to the best of my knowledge, the last meeting I was to, they are going to try, and where there is a positive case, even one, they will establish a 3-mile radius circle around that area, and they will bring sharpshooters in an attempt to lower the population by killing a minimum of 350 deer out of that circle radius. Now, if the hunters have killed 250 through the fall hunting season, the sharpshooters would attempt to kill another 100 more. Now, the state of Illinois has had CWD for years, and this is the policy or the plan they have used, and it's keeping their CWD constant at less than 5% of the deer in those CWD areas. Other states, Wisconsin, had tried it for a while and it was working for them, but people complained about it, hunters, sportsmen, and they got away from it, and their numbers have increased drastically, cases of CWD.
All right, and there is a comprehensive underway. Unified Sportsmen of Pennsylvania and others are working on other aspects of research, seeking funding. Give me the overview of what else is happening to try to solve this issue.
Well, Unified started 2 years ago, working a little over 2 years ago, working with a Dr. Frank Bastian at that time at Louisiana State University, LSU. And he has been working on the disease for many years, and he had came up with some new information, and we joined in with him. Today we have the Allegheny County Sportsmen's League, the Pennsylvania State Camp Association, the Cinnamon Honing Sportsmen's Club, and some reindeer owners and breeders association, because the reindeer will get this disease, as will white-tailed deer, moose, and elk. So right now we're working with him. We have established, John Evelyn is our go-between man, and he has established the North American CWD Project here in Pennsylvania. And That's designed to advance the research of Dr. Bastian toward controlling chronic waste disease and other neurological diseases in animals and humans. It's administered by a nonprofit Pennsylvania-based TerraCor institution, which in 2019 established the Bastian Laboratory for Neurology Disease Research at the University of New Orleans Advanced Materials Research Institution. Dr. Bastian is the director of that lab and the research professor. So we are working with him. Unified is paying all the bills for this research at the present time for the last 8 or 9 months. We have solicited donations from some people. We have sufficient funding to keep it running, but we don't have the funding we need to bring more people on board and get really into the research. He feels he can develop a hunter's test kit within the next year that we could use in the field. I actually believe if we could have got money last spring when we broke this news, that we could have had a hunter's test kit available to test this fall in the field, where somebody kills a deer and they take a sample of blood and they put it on a piece of paper, and if it changes color, it is a positive case of CWD. As it is now, it Game Commission says it'll take 10 to 24 days to get a deer tested and get you the results.
What kind of efforts are underway to raise funds to keep his research going and to get grants and so on?
Well, we have, Unified has, and the North American CWD Project are two in one, so to speak, right now. We're both working together. But on our web pages, Unified's website is gousp.org, and the North American CWD Projects is NorthAmericanCWDProject.org. We have, that's all, you can go online and look. There's applications there or forms there to fill out and donate money. You can set up an account where X number of dollars is taken out of your bank account every month, whether it be $10 or $100. We also are applying in the 2020 budget, state budget. The legislators put in over $1 million into the budget for a CWD grant. That grant is being handled by the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture, and it was released. The applications came out, I think, on the 2nd of November to apply for that, and had to be submitted by the 30th, had to be submitted electronically to them. Dr. Bastian and John Evelyn, who's the director of the North American CWD Project, they worked night and day for about 3 weeks to get the application filled out. It had to be no more than 10 pages, the application. However, you could add other pages, supplemental pages, to show that you had other people working with the disease with you. Dr. Bastian now has seven other, basically, biologists working with him on the research. And in the application, I have part of it here. It says the Department of Agriculture is soliciting applications to conduct research on chronic waste disease, which is called CWD. No less than $1 million has been appropriated to the department for purpose set forth in this request for application. The research must be conducted in one or more of the research topic areas established in this request for applications. There's seven areas there. You have to meet one of them. The first one is a diagnostic test to detect CWD in servers and prevent humans from consuming infected venison. The second one is development and testing of live animal tests for the detection of CWD. The third one is develop and testing of injectable and oral vaccines for CWD. The fourth one is research of management, environmental or generic factors, or both, that may play a role in the disease occurrence. Five is research of biosecure, cost-effective disposal and cleaning and disinfection methods for CWD-positive servers. Six is research to develop rapid in-field testing to detect CWD immediately after hunter harvest, which is the hunter test kit. Seven is other innovative research to better determine CWD disease implications and best strategies for disease containment and control. The application shall clearly step forth and establish which approved research topic is to be explored. So you have to be able to qualify for one of those in order to file the application. The North American CWD Project, working with Dr. Bastian, was able to say, we can do all of those. We don't believe there's anybody else in the state, whether it be Penn State, the Philadelphia Vet Hospital, or any other agency, can make that commitment. Our research that we have started works with all those things. So our application stated that. Now the applications or the grants should be, the grant or grants, it could be divided up, the money, should be appropriated by the end of January, and then another 30 days or so until the money is awarded. However, the prion industry, we have found in the last year, the prion industry is that tough. The prion industry is what the disease supposedly is caused by prions. And for 40 years, it's supposedly been caused by prions, but we're still standing on first base. Prions never found any more, anything more to help with that other than the biologist 40 years ago or more said this is what's causing it. So there's a lot of jobs across the United States, CWDs in 26 or 27 states. There's a lot of jobs out there that are doing CWD research on prions. And the industry is strong, and they don't want to hear anything but this is what's doing it. Dr. Bastian has proven that it is a ancient spiroplasma bacteria that is causing this disease, previously on study. And he's the only one in the country that is growing the disease in his lab, and he has tested it in animals and has found that it is what's causing the disease, and that there is no prions in the animal when the disease shows up, this bacteria shows up. However, if he lets the animal go and checks it months later, then he finds that the bacteria is still there, but then the prions are evident too. So his findings mean that the prions are a secondary cause, not the cause of the disease. So we believe that this is something with antibodies. The antibodies can correct this, as far as it's just a matter of working with it and finding the right antibiotics that we can control CWD.
All right. We can get more information at NorthAmericanCWDProject.org. You can also go to the Unified Sportsman of Pennsylvania website, which is UnifiedSportsmanPA.org. An additional brief comment. Anything to add, Phil?
We have a university that reached out to us in Pennsylvania in the last couple of weeks that wants to get on board with this. The other thing I'd like to get out to the viewers about the deer seasons, the Pennsylvania Game Commission has a meeting coming up the 24th and 25th of January, and their biologists have recommended that they go back to 2 weeks of concurrent buck and doe seasons across the state. While my feelings are that's fine to do in the CWD management in an area to lower the population, because right now, until we get a vaccine, that's the best avenue to control the disease, I believe, as does the PGC, but not statewide. We've done that back in the early 2000s, and they drastically reduced the deer herd, and they lost a lot of hunters. Well, now they're looking to sell licenses. They're losing a lot of hunters now in the CWD areas because guys are saying, I'm not going to hunt. They tell us not to eat the meat. And they're not sure if nobody right now has been diagnosed with a case of CWD.
So bottom line, Phil, is we want people to speak up and make sure they're informed on what the game commission is.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Try to talk to the commissioners and get them not to do this statewide.
Unified Sportsman of Pennsylvania President Phil Wagner, Mifflinburg area resident, highly informed on the topic of chronic wasting disease and studying the deer population for 20 years, trying to make sure that sound decisions are made. Thank you so much for the update, Phil. Keep us informed, and we'll keep everybody apprised of what's happening. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mark.
Do appreciate
that. Have a good day.
Thank you. That's Phil Wagner of Mifflinburg, and again, President Unified Sportsman of Pennsylvania.